Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. Today is super, super, super exciting. I'm so stoked to share with you today's episode because we are going to break down how my client made six figures in income and profit in less than 6 months after starting her business from scratch. And here's how she did it. And so if you are listening and you're wondering, on top of my current business, how can I create another six, multiple six figures in cash, in profit? Or you're starting out and you really want to hit your first six figures, whichever way. If you want another six figures in your business, multiple six figures in your business, then here I'm going to break down exactly how you can leverage the online space and more to create this outcome for your business and in your bank account. I first met my client, let's call her Jay. I first met my client Jay at an entrepreneurs networking event, and I remember her standing out to me with her positive energy, her sense of curiosity, and her sense of wit. So as with a lot of freelancers, solopreneurs, and clients that I meet, she had been freelancing at a time, but the problem was that she didn't really have much of an audience. She had a little bit of an audience, but she didn't really have a strong audience. She also had no offer suite, so she was a service-based entrepreneur, but she didn't really have like a car offer, secondary offers, recurring income models. She had none of that. So she was just sort of like randomly selling stuff. And she had very few clients, and of course, way, way, way less money and profit and revenue and income that she would like. So, how did she magically make over $200,000 in her business in under a short 6 months with much more in the pipeline? It's not magic, but what I want to say is strategy, accountability, and consistent action, which is exactly what I worked on with her. So, here is exactly what we did. I don't want to break it down super specific for you, so this is going to make sense for you. And as you listen to this, you can also see maybe there are some things I'm lacking in my business. Maybe there are some things I'm not working on. And maybe the reason why I'm not making as much money as I would like is now becoming clearer and clearer to me, right? So here are some key things that we did. Number one, we packaged her expertise and her knowledge of over a decade in industry into an offer, into a signature offer and an offer suite. So we have different stacks of her signature offers, supplementary offers, secondary offers, and how all these offers link to each other, also recurring revenue and cash injections in her business, right? Because after all, if you have nothing to sell, how can people buy? If you're just randomly posting, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired, but I don't know how to work with you. I don't know what you sell. I don't know what to even buy from you. Then that's a problem, right? And that's what a lot of you guys are doing, especially in the service-based industry, is that you're randomly sharing your thoughts, which is really insightful. You're randomly sharing your life, which is very relatable, but you are not really drawing that line for people on how can they actually buy from you. Like, what does it have to do with them? Your audience might be struggling with that, to see that link right now, right? So you want to make sure that you have a clear offer. And ideally, you want to create an offer that people feel silly not buying, meaning you present it in such a way where it's so freaking good that I would feel silly not buying it as your ideal client, right? And obviously, that involves a lot of strategy, which I won't go into right now. But the first thing we did was package her expertise and package her knowledge into an offer stack. Number two, we crafted a way for her to stand out despite millions, like literally millions of other competitors in her space. And we created a situation where she had such a unique identity on social media that instead of pitching to other people, she actually had clients coming to her who were willing to pay thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars, and I'm talking about more than 20, 30, 40K per client, come to her and ask her, hey, you know what? Can I work with you? Very, very cool. This is where I would, you know, if I were doing copy, I would insert a boss emoji right here with the sunnies, because how freaking cool is that to go from like less than $5,000 to literally one client coming to you and paying you more than 30K into your revenue, into your profit margins. Number three, we worked on communicating her offer in a way that is so good that people feel like they would be missing out big time if they weren't gonna buy into it. So think about it. How do we communicate her offer in a way that is so good people feel like if I don't buy this, I would be an idiot, essentially, right? And you want to think about it in terms of content that makes you go, wow, I want to find out more. Wow, this is so different. Wow, this is so interesting. Wow, I want to find out more. I want to find out more. I want to find out more. I have to know more about this. Because when you're able to create that sort of interest level, that sort of curiosity, that is where you also create demand, okay? And that's so, so, so important. And number four, we built for her a standout brand. And because of her brand, because of her reputation, which ties into all the three things I mentioned earlier, which is packaging her expertise into a high ticket offer, also crafting a way for her to stand out despite many other competitors, and also communicating her offer in online marketing in her content that makes it so good people feel silly not buying. All of these things stack to build a standout brand. And because of that, she got approached by the national media for an interview. And no, this was not a paid public relations PR move. They actually reached out to her. And what that means is that she gets even more exposure, even more traffic, even more legitimacy, and even more leads coming into her business, right? And so these were all the key things. I mean, some of the key things we worked on. I mean, this is really like just probably like 5% of what we actually worked on. But those were some of the key moves that we made that helped her create content that actually converts into clients and converts into cash, which is the most important thing in a business, profitability, right? But as a side note as well, I also want to talk about some things that my client did not do while we were working together. So she did not give up when things got difficult, which is what most people do. Oh my God, it's too hard. Oh my God, nobody's buying. Oh my gosh, I'm in a lull. Okay, I'm going to give up. I'm going to stop taking action. I'm going to not make the moves because, you know, quote unquote, I don't feel like it today. And basically did not give up when things got difficult and keep taking aligned action. Keep taking action on things that moved the needle forward despite how she felt that day. She kept working towards her goal irregardless of her feelings, right? And she did that consistently and over time, even when it was difficult. The second thing she did not do is that she did not hesitate to ask for help when she needed it, right? And so when she knew that she needed to massively level up, she saw my content, she saw my business model, she saw that I was someone who had been there and done that, and I'm somewhere where she wants to be, she did not hesitate. She messaged me, she asked for help, and we ended up working together. And even throughout our journey working together, she always doesn't hesitate to ask for help when she needs it. She always didn't hesitate to ask for my opinion, my second opinion, my thoughts, my eyes on her content, my eyes on her strategy. And she really utilized this mentorship relationship that we had. And that's why she moves, right? She was not above herself. She was not afraid to put aside her ego and just ask for help when she needed it to go 10 times faster. And she went 10 times faster. So crazy, because her old salary was, I think, somewhere in the mid four-figure mark. And she's making multiple five figures a month within less than 4 to 6 months, which is absolutely insane. Tripled, I think, her her take home, her revenue was like triple of what she had previously earned per month in just a short 46 months, which is freaking insane. The number three is that she did not stick to her comfort zone when it was time to grow. And she constantly innovated. She constantly thought about how can I improve my content. She constantly thought about how can I improve myself? How can I make myself more resilient? How can I improve things for my team? And I just find it so freaking incredible that, you know, 6 months ago, she started from zero clients, barely any offers, barely any revenue. And 6 months later, you know, she has six figures in the bank and six figures more almost in the pipeline. And all that to say is that anything you want is possible, but you have to be the one to go out there and get it done. You have to put in the effort. You have to put in your reps. And so what I want to say today, if you are a business owner, if you are an entrepreneur, and you're really in a place where you know you need to get to the next level, you know you're not really making, you're making a good income, but it's not fantastic. It's not where you really truly know you want to be. You know you can do more. You know you're capable of so much more. And if that's the place where you're stuck in, don't let your dreams be dreams. Do something about those things, right? Go talk to someone who's been there, done that. Hire that next mentor. Work on the thing that you've been avoiding. And if you're someone that you're sick of your own excuses, honestly, and you want this year to be your year, come talk to me if you're ready to put in the action, because we're going to be able to create a high ticket offer. We're able to revamp your business model or at least enhance it in a way where it starts making sense for you, where you start having more predictability in your business, you start attracting higher level buyers, you start being able to bring in more income, command higher prices, command more respect from your dream clients who see it as a privilege to work with you and who come into you asking if they can work with you rather than you chasing after them, for you to be able to have that control authority over that sale, over that high ticket deal, even if you're nervous deep down inside, to know that you absolutely have the skills and capability to own that deal, own that conversation, and ultimately to make sure that you have a standout brand that remains top of mind, that there is no one, literally no one like you in the market. And whenever people think about your industry, your name comes up to mind. Ultimately, all of that is absolutely going to end up in a situation where you make more money, but you also have more fun. So if you're down for the ride of your life and you know that this is the year that you want to do something to radically level up in your business, no BS, aligned action, consistency, hard work, and clear hard results, then drop me a message on Instagram, on LinkedIn. I'm available on these platforms the most, and I will see you guys in the next
episode. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you, so share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.